sex is a gift.
The roller coaster is about to begin. You know, hold on tight, because this is the big time.
Welcome to episode number 36 of Pit of Thunder, the only podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. I'm Andy, and as always, I'm joined by Chris and Nick. As I was doing those extended syllables of those words, it reminded me of this idiot that does local radio who goes, W-J-B. When he says his call letters, and I hate it.
I don't know who he is.
I don't even know who you're talking
I don't know why about. You would listen to that radio station.
I just heard it. I don't listen to that shit. Well, minus them when they play your music.
That's
on
true,
it.
When they play my Christmas song.
Yeah, they
play. Oh, gotcha.
Local radio played Nick's Christmas song. Did you end up listening to the...
I did. I almost fell asleep.
Really? How did
they played it toward the end.
Did they talk it up or no?
No. They played it. They sandwiched it, kind of.
Did they even mention?
Well, no. Afterwards, they said, this is... Kind of a joke on Andy was the name of my band that I said it was.
Was it the Big Cock Guys?
Jesus.
Wake you guys up over there.
Big Cock Guys.
No, they
Monday morning. Get up.
They announced it as the Nick Jones Trio.
Oh, okay.
So that was
a clever name.
That was a joke on Andy. Inside joke.
We were in a band way back in high school, three of us, and Nick was jokingly referring to it as the Andy Jones Trio, suggesting that I was being a diva, I think.
Yes.
A control freak.
Exactly.
That's what it should be called.
Absolutely true.
Yep. So that's what he's saying. So it's a joke for two people, because the other guy's no longer
the other guy
us.
Wasn't even listening.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, well. So, yeah.
36.
2014.
Happy 2014.
Here it is.
Here we go. Man. What is it about every time there's a new year?
Sorry, I can't help but laugh. You're getting very serious.
I know.
Is this a confession?
No. It's
oh,
just
I was hoping.
Nice to bust that.
I know. Someone. Does anybody have it? Okay, go ahead.
Maybe later. Right. It's just an early thought for a new year where you think, oh, man, that's so weird. But, you know, to look at the number, it's so weird. It's like the uncertainty of the future. You're kind of afraid to dive into the new year, but once you get a little bit into it, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is upon us, what are you going to do?
You just don't know what it holds for you, but you know it's going to be bad. No. I'm kidding. It's been good. It's been good. 2014. How was your New Year's, guys?
It was great.
What'd you do, Nick?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Bruschetta.
Both?
Fred Astaire movies.
Both of those things or just one?
All
of
it. Damn. Yeah. Carved up, man.
So you basically had pizza and then you took the cheese off and
then
had
I
it
had
again.
A giant loaf of bread with olive oil on it.
You ran out of cheese and made another pizza. And then you watched some Fred Astaire.
Carved up and yeah.
You carbo loaded? Did you run a New Year's marathon? Is that what you're carbo loading?
No, I went to sleep right afterwards.
That's the way to do it.
Slept really long too.
That's the way it's done. Fred Astaire, what's like a good one?
Top Hat, Swing Time. Those are two of the best.
That's two of his movies.
He's just outstanding in those.
Is he
movies.
In White Christmas or is he in Holiday
he's
Inn?
He's in Holiday Inn. Holiday and, Inn. Yeah, White Christmas is Danny Kaye, which is not quite
on the level of
no, I mean, and, Holiday Inn. Yeah. And
I thought they were great together in Big Cock Guys. That was pretty good.
That was later in their careers.
All right, Chris. That was
BCG for short.
How was your New Year's, Chris?
It was good. I, dinner with the wife and then watched a little Pitbull, you know. Yeah. Ryan Seacrest, Fergie was on.
Fergie.
big Fergie fan here.
Little
kind
Ed.
Of along the little lines Ed. Of my Nelly Furtado outburst of a couple episodes ago. But
yeah, is she going to make a comeback or what?
I don't know, man. She's a mom.
I don't care. As long as the video of her rubbing up on Timbaland on Saturday Night Live is still out there, that's all I need. I could care less what happens to her. Peter Criss could shove her down a flight of stairs for all I care. As long as that footage exists, that's all I need.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So you didn't, no big parties for either of you, huh?
No.
What about you?
No, dude. I've never been into it. I know we sound like a bunch of duds. We should be like the rock and roll dudes partying, going crazy.
Yeah, anybody. You know, anybody can party on the likes of St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve, Halloween, these, you know, prefabricated events, you know. Guys like us who... You know, smoke crack on January 11th. That's how we operate.
Yeah, we're the true party guys.
Well, Andy and I smoke crack. Nick shoves his face full of bruschetta.
But a lot of it.
A lot. Like,
then I go to sleep.
Like dangerous levels of bruschetta.
Yeah.
So,
And for some reason, holidays, minus Christmas, have always been something that I don't like. Like, I don't like New Year's. I don't like 4th of July.
I like the having the time off of work, but the rest of it I can deal without. Do without.
Something about the celebration, though. Like, I just don't enjoy the aesthetics of the celebration of those holidays. I don't like the look of the New Year's celebration. I don't like the
There's
joy.
There's a look to it?
Yeah, you know, Christmas is red and green. Halloween is black and orange. Pumpkins.
I mean, it's like, what are you seeing? Like black and
black
gold?
Black and, yeah, and champagne and, you know.
Speaking of champagne.
Night out dancing.
I hope you guys both on New Year's, if you were enjoying some champagne, were cranking up the Slade Classic, Raining in My Champagne.
I wasn't, but
anybody?
I'll jot it down for next year.
It's a great one. I enjoy it.
That would have been a nice... theme music for Aaron's kiddie pool encounter in the basement, or to put a pleasant spin on what he actually did to that girl in the basement.
That poor girl. Poor angel.
Or you could just cut right to it and put on the Mentors' Golden Showers.
Or another song that I had something to do with that mentioned that type of shower.
Hmm.
By local filmmaker, I won't say his name, you might not want it put out there.
This guy, Eric.
Had me do some music for him, and he wrote lyrics to a song called Lascivious.
Yeah.
he mentioned that.
Well, and what about this, a work of prose, White Pea, and other salty considerations? What was that?
I think Andy gets the credit for all that.
I don't think I get the credit. Here's what
I've always given you all the credit.
No, I jumped on and just tried. I thought it was fun and tried to help.
Well, since you brought it up, Chris, there was a point in my life where I saw myself as a stage entertainer.
Okay.
Chris witnessed that many times.
I think I was 19.
I didn't see it that way, the same way Andy saw it.
Well, that's why I said I saw myself.
Are we talking about Turtle Buddies again?
Exactly. I was either 19 or 20. It depends. I don't remember when this one happened, but that was the period of my life when I was doing this stuff. And it's actually when we met Chris. But anyway, open mic night, and it was more of a music open mic night, which made it even more bizarre that the brand of entertainment that we brought
that
to the party.
Andy Kaufman-esque
Yeah, it was
stuff.
That kind of just the idea was these people were mostly going up there with acoustic guitars and doing
they would
covers
sing,
and stuff.
They would sing Eagle Eye Cherry, and then they would
leave tonight. Mm. And then their parents and girlfriends would come and clap.
How many times do you think you heard that song, Chris?
A lot.
Yeah.
A couple times a night, right?
Yeah, and like, what was the other one? I used to hear a lot. I'll think of it, but go on.
But that's the type of open mic we're talking about, just people, you know, performing for their friends and family, bringing a few people to come with, get a coffee, and watch me sing, you know, a song that we've listened to on the radio poorly. But so my idea was, let's just go and bother them.
Let's
ruin the day because they're waiting for the guy after me. Let's ruin their 15 minutes leading up to it by being idiots. That's what we got a kick out of.
It's the kind of guy he was.
So those were on the occasions where we would call a couple minutes before 6 a.m. and actually get a spot booked.
Right, because it was a hot spot.
Well, again, this is another indication of where you guys act like assholes and then you wonder, it's like, well, what happened? Like what we were talking about earlier off air when you played at that place in Mokena. Well, gee, our drummer kicked over the drum mics and our singer told the sound guy that our sound reinforcement equipment was shit and we wonder why we were treated poorly.
Well, it wasn't our fault. So what you, we looked at it as that.
That's why you guys are like, yeah, and then like a month later when we called up and they told us we were totally booked. I could never figure that out. Well, I'm telling you why, because you were assholes.
But we were nice assholes. Oh, that's not the point. Well, anyway, let's just get to White Pea. Let's do the White Pea thing. Yeah, anyway,
get
quickly.
Get to the White Pea.
It was just an act we did at this, this
AKA
place.
AKA Kurt's cum shot.
This place that Chris owned had open mic.
All
we
at
did
once.
We did a thing.
One prolonged spurt. That's hilarious.
We did a thing where I was doing like a romance novel reading, and it was called White Pea and Other Salty Considerations. And it was like where Nick was on stage playing the keyboard, this like romantic music.
Unreal.
And I was just reading from this... this filthy book that we wrote. That's what it was.
Sort of like a pre 50 Shades of Grey type thing.
Maybe we should write a Kiss version of... Write one from the perspective of Gene. Play it on the show live. But that's what it was, a live romance novel book.
Oh, and
musical thing.
Along those lines, something that I just remembered because I watched again with the Christmas episode of SNL where Jimmy Fallon was on, and... hearkening back to Gene's performance in his sex tape, they did a skit about like how you go. It was a musical number skit production piece, and it was about how you go back to, like if you're dating somebody and you go back to visit their parents for the holidays, and you end up having to sleep in the chick's childhood room, and there's just a twin bed in there.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, what it, the song is about it, and, you know, what it's like to do that. And there was a line in there about keeping your shirt on but taking everything else off, like Winnie the Pooh.
That's pretty funny.
So when he said that, I thought of the Gene sex tape.
Poor Gene.
Obviously.
That's funny. All right, well, let's do it.
Nick?
Episode 36. Nick, do you have... your piece of Kiss merchandise that reveals this week's...
I'm going to try...
Is this another exclusive that we only get here at the Throat Donut?
I tell you, I'm drowning in exclusives here.
Oh, well, good.
Is this the BC the BCG album that you're going to play backwards?
The soundtrack.
All right. What do you got?
Big Cock Guy's director's cut.
With, starring Milton Berle.
Right.
I have this... it's actually a fairly recently released product. It's where everybody has Photoshop now and, you know, image altering software. And this is a prototype. They haven't released it yet.
Prototype.
But they have, and this is for Chris. I'm hoping that it's something, you know, providential happens here for him. This is a program that, or it's a computer program that's sort of like a, what do you call that? An add-on? You know, you've got the base program, and you've got like an add-on feature here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're working on, I think a lot of people are working on coming out with stuff like this now, where they're taking the raw album covers, just the raw photos, and putting it out there like as an add-on. And then you have the raw photo, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
Kind of Photoshop it to make it look
like
the way
that.
You want, you know?
That is cool.
Like how people are, they sort of have ripped the music from Guitar Hero for certain things, and then they'll remix those songs for, you know, the way that they want them mixed on their software.
Right, right.
So this is sort of doing that with images, and it's probably the album that needs it most. It's I have the Dynasty add-on pack.
Oh, okay.
Because that's just like a photograph and doesn't, you know, never to me looked like a polished album cover.
Now, hopefully this is spilling over into 2014 as your penchant for sort of predetermining the songs with your activity.
Well, you know.
I'd love to have something off of Dynasty.
That's kind of why I picked this one. I you know, obviously it's random, so it may or may not happen. But, yeah, and it's got – there's a little code that I have to enter to register the software. So I'm going to, you know, somehow decode it.
Well,
get a song.
Decode it and let me know
how?
What happens.
All right.
You got it? How's it going? Is it working?
There it is.
There it is.
This one comes off.
Sonic Boom.
It's called
Say Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is exciting.
Andy's pants just flung off across the room. Yeah,
geez. The wrong Jones brother is wearing basketball pants tonight.
Yeah.
Because Andy just fucking, all the blood all just rushed to his cock.
It was just all at once over there.
Luckily, I got my skin-tight Levi's 501 jeans on.
Those of you out there need to know, and Andy can pipe up about this himself, but I have firsthand knowledge that this song just fires up his loins.
It's true. This is a song that I think on first listen didn't really jump out at me as being as great as, you know, it became to me in future listens. But lyrically, awesome song. Also, the mood, the tempo, there's something about it that's like, it's almost not quite stalkery, but it's like the look you have in your eye earlier in the night when you're looking for action. It's like a guy with the eye of the tiger at a bar.
He's all, you know, also trying to convince a woman to.
Well, that's exactly.
You know, it could be early in the night. It could be late in the night. It could be whenever.
Surprisingly, he does not give a specific time in the song.
No, he does. Late at night.
Oh, well, pardon me.
He does say late at night.
No, Paul gives numbers, numerical values.
Yeah, you're right. Well, geez, Sonic Boom. We've talked this album to death, so we don't have to
talk
about
it. We've gotten a lot of cuts off this one.
We're glad.
Fourth
one, maybe.
What yeah, do we have? Roulette.
Modern Day Delilah, Russian Roulette, I'm an Animal.
Oh, that's right.
And now Say Yeah.
Forgot about I'm an Animal.
Yeah.
Well, quickly, for those of you who don't have the albums memorized, Sonic Boom, 2009. We all like it.
First album with the new current lineup.
Yeah. And in our opinion, it's a hit.
First studio album since Psycho Circus. So yeah. 13 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Damn.
96 to 2009, right, Nick?
98 was Psycho Circus.
98. Oh, okay, 11 years.
Yeah.
Still a long period of time.
Very long. I mean, geez, if you took 11 years from the beginning of this, what would it be?
You would start with Creatures, pretty much. No, you'd start with like Animal Eyes.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Jeez. Or Asylum. It's another album we haven't had anything off of yet.
We haven't?
Nope.
Yeah, we have several very prominent albums in the Kiss catalog. We haven't had anything from. We haven't had we haven't had Hotter Than Hell.
Hotter Than the Shade. Dynasty. Creatures.
Creatures, my goodness.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Something's going on with this random song generator. It's fucked up.
Well, hey, it fucked up in the right way for us today.
Yeah, Andy's I'm excited. Andy's got a raging heart on him at this point.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a big cock guy right now.
Yeah, I didn't want to give too much away when I said, you know.
See, Andy foretold it with his big guys bit earlier.
Sometimes that's all it takes, and it changes everything.
Yeah, there you have it. A big cock could change everything.
Exactly. I have a T-shirt that says that.
wasn't there a Paul Stanley shirt from like
that's what it says on the back.
It's from like the Crazy Nights tour. It said that.
It said, "What does it say? Sex. The more you give, the more you get," or something.
Yeah, something.
It's a clever one.
And it has his signature, like he's Mark Twain with some brilliant quotes.
Yeah,
he's
exactly. A sage. Yeah, Mark Twain. Yeah. Well, yeah. This is a good one, man.
All right. This is the last song on the album, and also...
Is it?
Yeah.
This is the final cut on the album, huh?
This is the one.
I remember really when this close album, attention
I remember when the album
more.
Just came out, they were talking about how this song almost didn't make it.
That's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
They were saying how Paul really believed in it, I think, and but he didn't have a finished song, and everyone was kind of like, I don't know, I don't think it's going anywhere, and then it finally sort of happened.
That's dumb. And whoever even thought twice about vetoing this should have gotten a kick in the nuts.
Here's what happened. Gene actually listened to it and said that the song is
bullshit.
And then Paul said,
"Shut the fuck up."
And then it was on the album.
Give him a lizard boot right to his fucking camel toe.
All right. You want to do it? Are we going to do it?
do it. Now, did they do this song at a Live 35 show? Was this in the live set?
I don't think it was at that one, but then
they incorporated it later.
Yeah.
It became whatever a modern equivalent of a single is.
Andy would have been yelling at the roof had they played the song.
Yeah, I had a lot of Coors Light in me. I would have lost my shit if they played this song. I saw them play this at the Tinley Park with the first Midwest Bank Amphitheater like the following year.
Really?
They played this.
Was it?
It was great. It was awesome. Exciting. The only downside to it, the crowd at a Kiss show in 2010 doesn't know Say Yeah the same way they know the hits.
Right.
Shout it out loud.
That gang vocal in this song that you'll hear in a minute wasn't quite as powerful.
Probably not.
And also, we've talked about, God bless him, but Paul Stanley's voice isn't as strong as it once was. So him kind of, he did like a more...
I imagine that he had
scaled
the,
back.
Well, the rest of the guys must have been helping him, right?
Not enough.
No,
but yeah, that's what I thought of
it. They should have brought the tapes then.
Yeah,
bringing the crew, Van Halen
my
tapes.
Heart. Yeah,
do what you got to do.
Bring the Michael Anthony tapes with you.
What was the Motley Crue performance where the wrong sample played on live TV?
I don't know if I know that. That's pretty interesting, though.
It was like the middle of.
Maybe we can ask our listeners to. They can find it on YouTube. Throw
Dr.
it on there.
Feelgood, like the vocals of Kickstart My Heart played like at the random.
Really? Time. I didn't know that.
Dude, it was a funny show too, like George Lopez or something. Like it was a weird thing.
Well, let's...
We'll find that for later.
Yeah,
I just
want to
remember that because that was that's what you're talking about though. They should have had the backup vocal track.
Well, that's wrong.
It's a huge, it's a huge backing vocal. And, you know, it's unless you're Def Leppard, you're using a tape to get that kind of big.
Did they not use tapes?
They don't use tapes, allegedly.
How do they sound so weird?
In
concert or on recording?
Both. Don't they sound the
same? Well, in the recording, they just are just massive multi-tracking and whatnot.
And some phasing and whatever.
I don't know. These claims that they don't use the stuff in concert, I'm not necessarily buying it.
Chris told you to go fly a kite.
I sort of believe it.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not impugning Nick. Nick didn't say it. They said it.
Nick said
Chris
it.
Chris is furious on this end of the couch.
Yeah. The other thing, though, I would say that for... Def Leppard, that background vocal, that's Mutt Lang, the producer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him.
I remember there's a Shania Twain CD that he produced.
Because he was married to her.
And it sounded like the background, it wasn't the same, but the background vocals had that same vibe, like that weird, almost computery sound. I don't know how to, whatever kind of process.
I think it's kind of phasey.
Yeah, like whatever processing is put on him was on that too. So,
well, the guy's got his trademark, you know.
Even though he didn't use it on Back in Black very much.
Yeah.
Well, right. Well,
for the better, of course. So, we're talking this song up, or at least.
We love it.
Andy is, definitely.
Need to get into it.
Let's do it.
Andy's got it cued, got the lyrics just in case.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Erection, is it full mast?
And he's gonna stand a few feet back and then hit the button.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's gonna press the button with his cock.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Tommy Lee with a boat horn. He's gonna flop it down on there and fire it up.
All right, let's do it.
Very serious sounding.
Well, it's serious business that we're going
to
get into.
I mean, it's not, in contrast to much of the rest of the album, it doesn't have that rocky, rolly, fun kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a little something different, a little moody, I guess.
Moody.
Well, you know, this is a song, of a man consumed with passion, you know. He's not necessarily lightheaded. He's lighthearted. He's... You know, lightheaded from the blood supply going down to his groin area, and he's looking to get something done. You know, I will say though that the intro kind of belies what's coming down the pike, which is the song. I think the song is upbeat, but it's not like a party anthem. It's about sort of going after what you want. You know, in this case, the sexual favors of a female, and you know, sometimes that can strip the humor out of you. You're just kind of on a quest. That's what vibe I get from this album.
So he's kind of like the Hobbit at this point.
Exactly.
There you go.
He's a Hobbit.
Perfectly stated.
A Hobbit with a heart on.
Yes. Right.
Paul sounds great.
He sounds awesome.
Voice is there. Sounds really, really full. Really good over the music.
Surprised
there.
Andy didn't stop it after the yeah.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I just love
very serious. Yeah.
That's what I was.
He's whispering
say.
It in your ear. He's not yelling it with his pants down across exactly. the room like we're used to hearing.
We've talked about this on the show several times. How we like listening to mostly Paul's songs. How he throws in all these exclamations that aren't necessarily in the lyrics.
He gives it a live feel.
Yeah, whenever there's a space. And he's doing that here, but it's not the same vibe of, you know, a lot of the other songs. It's not him screaming, like you said. It's not a party thing. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just letting you know, yeah, but I'm serious.
Well, and there's also a little, there's a little panty-dropping charm in the tone as well. Mm-hmm. You know, he's serious, but he's on a quest for a specific goal, and we all know what that is. So, again, this is what we like to hear from Kiss, a pursuit of coitus, and that's what we're getting.
So. The chase is better than the catch, per se?
You might say that, sure.
Yeah.
Now, how many of us out there have the Live to Win album?
I do.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners do. There's a moodiness to that whole album that Paul has kind of been incorporating somewhat.
Into Kiss?
There have only been two Kiss albums since. There's this song, which incorporates it. This song could have possibly been a Live to Win track, I think. Or maybe written around the same time, I'm just guessing, because it has that sort of has the same vibe. And then there's a track, which I won't name, on the Monster album that totally has the same vibe as Live to Win.
Which one is that?
Freak.
Well,
Freak.
I
will name it. It's Freak.
Oh, did you say you would name
it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said because I didn't want to get too far into it. But,
okay, but yeah.
But there's something to that. You know, Paul kind of established a very brief, but he established a solo kind of persona with that album, and he's kind of working it into the Kiss albums a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you like that or not, I don't know. I mean, I personally prefer the Kiss albums, but
It's something.
Live to Win is a pretty good album.
It's noteworthy, yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
In his
Chris, you have Live to Win, don't you?
I do not.
Have you heard the album?
I've not. I have the one live Kiss
so there's a couple
collection. There's a couple
maybe
of,
three or four songs or something like that. Yeah.
So.
Do you live to win?
Does it look like I live
no.
to win?
No. Exactly. None of us
you
do.
You have a sweatshirt of something you designed, so I think so.
Yeah, well.
Who else has their own?
Look where it's got.
Who else has their own artwork on their sweatshirt?
It's gotten you on a $112 IKEA couch.
Exactly.
On a Sunday afternoon.
In Throat Donut Studios.
Exactly. It's time to see what it's all about. There's one cure and there's no way out. I don't want to hear you fight. Let's just pause for a minute and take that lyric in. That's a great thing to remember.
That last line?
I don't want to hear you might. Think about that. When you're proposing an idea to someone,
he's not proposing it. If you're putting it like that,
well, that then it turns into something different altogether. But at first,
there's an air of menace to that.
Right. You put this idea out there, and then it turns to menace. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to hear you, Mike, because that's, you know, a lot of times I'm not sure. Maybe no. I don't want to hear that.
It's kind of like the genesis of this podcast. I mean, how many months did we dick around talking about doing it? And we finally did it. So
probably about 18.
Yeah, it was actually more than a year.
Yeah, it was a long time. So,
but yeah, you know, he is doing his best to coax this woman into bed with him.
And I think that's one of the most impactful lyrics on the album, that one line.
It is.
I don't want to hear you might.
It's which great.
Apply to anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be about coaxing a woman into bed. It could be just about life
in
general.
But it's all folded together. So
take it with you.
Plus, I love the melody of this section, the vocal line, the chords, everything. Is really well executed here, well written.
Let's see what comes next. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's great, man.
Great shit.
It is. It's really good stuff. Some of the best... written sort of bridge to chorus sections in their catalog, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're ready for a wild ride, let me hear you say yeah.
See,
who's going to say no when you put it that way?
Now, let me just say the first time I heard this song, I took it more as I'm Paul Stanley on stage and I'm talking to the crowd. Well, that's what the impression I got. It's kind of like it's vague enough.
Well, you know,
in my opinion, art
is interpreted by.
Well, I mean, this was, you know, not really a song that jumped out at me when I first heard the album.
Well, what was that Gene song we talked about a couple episodes ago where we thought it was like a crowd anthem? But
We Are One.
Yeah. Same type thing. It could be interpreted different ways. You know, for me, the second I hear the phrase heavy breathing, I know what's going on here.
That's true.
You know, there's droplets of liquid pheromones on the end of all of his chest hairs. I mean, he's ready to rock and roll.
Now, when Nick hears this song, would you think it's about Paul talking to the crowd?
I think it's about the show. Sort of a Psycho Circus part two.
Welcome
but
to the
you
show.
You said that's when the first time you heard it. Do you still think that way?
Half and half.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's.
I mean, did the phrase "heavy breathing" just glide right over your head? Did you hear that?
Heavy breathing. Get a workout.
Your Roman Catholicism not allow you to understand what this song is all about.
He's a married man. He can have heavy breathing in his life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when he's installing a new faucet or something,
putting a ceiling fan in.
Right.
When I heard this song,
when you heard this song, you pulled your pants down
exactly.
I'm sure, and started running around the room.
When I heard this song, my prostate just started percolating.
Exactly, that's what you want.
If my balls
what
could talk,
for?
They would just recite these lyrics.
Right. Yeah. And this song speaks to Andy.
It warms my heart
to see how it happens because, you know, there's other songs. In the Kiss catalog, another one off this album that speaks to me in a similar way, and it's good to see that happen to someone other than myself.
Right, and especially for a 2009 Kiss song, because, you know, like we've talked
about, the casual
fan writes this era off, but I don't think they should.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
No, and that's the other disappointing thing is, you know, they incorporate this song in the set. This is when your casual fans go to take a leak or go to take a beer or whatever they got to do. When, in fact, they should be listening to what this song is all about and, you know, planning on how their next sexual conquest. But instead, they're paying way too much for a beer or
they're
whipping out their dick in front of a filthy urinal in some concert hall, and it's just not what should be happening.
They're wiping out and sliding on the mud over at the First Midwest over there.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yeah. He feels the heat.
When you see me?
Yeah, he can feel her eyes on him.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how... I don't know about your early interpretation, Nick, of the crowd.
I still think that line
you think
could,
it's like some,
that line applies.
It's like the Courtney Cox chick in the front row at a Springsteen concert just eyeing them up.
There's heat from the crowd. It could work.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
This just, to me, just came clear almost immediately.
It's not,
what
let's
it was
put
about.
The X, you know. It's not
well,
that
nothing
explicit.
Is. Nothing is. Let's be fair. And I know
that you're feeling it too. Ooh, yeah. That's Gene, isn't it? The ooh yeah,
was
or is it Paul?
It's a Gene-esque. But
go
I think
back.
It sounds like Paul to me.
Yeah, you know, because I thought it was Gene, or I thought it was Paul, but then let's when see. You said that, I'm like, could be a lick it up thing. Ooh, yeah. That's Paul.
Paul doing a Gene.
I think he's invoking Gene because the line that comes before it is the total Gene sentiment. It's like, I know you want me. I know you think I'm the cat's ass. I know you can't live without my cock. You know, it's like totally something that Gene would think and say. So I kind of like that little nod to Gene there from Paul.
That's some good insight.
I seriously I doubt so that's too. Intentional, but that does work out very well.
I like it. It's subconscious probably.
Yeah. Let him go.
It's something that should be so easy. We got to stop every line. Letting go is something that should be so easy.
Exactly. What? It's just sex, you know?
What's
enjoy
the
it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Just
I'm
let
Paul
go.
Stanley. I'll be fucking you soon. It'll be great.
See? He can read your mind.
This is the kind of spiel not... Obviously not as well stated as this, but this is the kind of stuff you would say to a chick in college when you're on a quest to get laid. If you're going the charming route, you know, if you're going the roofies and the drink date rape route, who cares? But, you know, if you're trying to turn on the charm and you're on a quest, this is the kind of thing these are the themes that you discuss. Yeah.
This is the time in your life where, you know, this is what we do. You know.
When you're on a quest with a swollen Bilbo.
Actually, at off-campus pizza place at Michigan State is Bilbo's. They used to deliver beer.
There you go. It all comes together.
Yeah, exactly. And there we go again with the college theme. There's always one chick in the group who's trying to cock block you. It's
the
like,
worst.
Come, you know, let's get out of here. Get away from that guy. It's like, fuck her. Don't listen to her.
That's why you need a complete pig of a friend.
Exactly.
To entertain that
This is
girl.
Where the wingman theme came in.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a situation where Paul could use a wingman.
But it never fails, you know. It's like in those situations, there's group dynamics going on, and one of them is, you know, one of this chick's friends is going to try and interrupt this whole thing, and I can't have it.
Yeah.
I don't think this chick has any friends around her. I think Paul might have somehow got her isolated.
Well, I think she, yeah. I think,
I don't think he's
backed up against a wall.
Yeah. She's got no net, basically.
Previously in the night, her friends were telling her she's better alone.
She's Van Hagar in their, I was going to say Live Without a Net. Somehow I was going to make it happen with the 5150 tour, but that's how she's rolling.
Mm-hmm. It was worth a shot.
She's got no one to help her right now.
I do also want to point out the second lyric there. You'll regret it when you get back home.
Exactly.
Even if she wasn't thinking that, you saying it, now she's thinking it. So
plant that seed of doubt.
Yeah.
It's like, this could be the best night of your goddamn life.
Yeah, you're just going to go home? What are you going to do? Eat a pizza? Watch TV? That's not fun.
You fucking have a pillow fight with your friends? That might be kind of hot. Can I come over and watch?
Yeah, Chris would be at the door anyway, waiting.
Well, I'd be like the Belushi at Animal House. I'd be up on a ladder watching the whole thing through the window.
Sounds to me like this chick might very well regret whatever decision she makes.
Well, see, why do you say that? See, that's what we're trying to establish here. It's like, it's just sex. Well, it's going to be fun.
There are no regrets.
Enjoy it. Sex is a gift.
Exactly.
You know, see, here comes the Roman Catholic. What? He's got to make sex out to be dirty.
I never said,
dirty.
Never said that
we
at
are,
all.
We are who we are.
Why would you say she's going to regret it either way she goes?
I said there's a distinct possibility that
she's
in a situation where she could regret it either way.
I don't need to say,
no matter which way it goes.
I don't need to say this, but I'm on Chris's side. You know that.
Well, there's nothing to regret from a passionate union.
Hey, I'm a mature person, and you're a mature
exactly.
person.
Exactly. There's nothing to regret.
That's
here.
Another line that should be in this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's cut the bullshit.
We're too
and
grown.
Do what we really want to do.
We're two grown adults. Let's just do what adults do. It'll be fun.
Do
Come
you remember
on.
That line, Nick?
No.
Oh, that's from Once Bitten with Jim Carrey.
I never saw that.
But that's we keep talk. We always talk about our old band with this guy Aaron. That was a line that he would use directly from that movie. I'm a mature person, and no, you're a mature person.
I don't remember that.
Exactly. So let's cut the bullshit and do what we really
right.
want to do.
See, Aaron is dialed into this whole thing, too.
Yep.
You know, it's the same theme. I don't want to hear your mind. There's a fire getting near. It's far too light. If you're ready for a wild ride, let me hear you say yeah.
Got to stop it there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the best lyric of the 21st century.
Exactly.
Who knows?
I mean, live in the moment.
Who knows where we'll be in the morning? I know we're here tonight. So anyone argue it? You can't. You can't.
Yeah,
come
Nick
up with a better
can,
lyric.
Probably. What's there to regret about this?
It's a
man?
Fine lyric.
Well, okay, see?
How about that?
So I have a personal story here that I'd like to inject that Chris has heard before. These lyrics came in handy in my job a couple years ago where I was doing some on-camera directing for female talent.
At Playboy.
And sometimes, you know, these girls, especially when they're amateurs, they're new, you know, they get a little tense, they're nervous, they don't feel sexy, right?
Right.
And it's your job as the director to make that girl feel like she's the sexiest woman alive.
And exactly, and this is common. If you've ever, I don't know how many people out there have, but Andy and I have, you know, if you're at any kind of pro photo shoot, you know, they got the music playing that the chicks are going to like. The photographer is always, the people on the set are coaching the model, you know, just trying to boost up her ego. Have her have fun on the set. You want these them to be enjoying it and be natural. So this is a common thing.
And I can tell you, I paraphrased lyrics from this song on a girl who got a little, not, I don't want to say uptight, but I would just say nervous. And it turned her right around.
See?
You saw the turn in her when I, this line, who knows where we'll be. You know, I didn't say who knows where we'll be, but I'm saying, hey, you're here right now. You drove all the way here.
Make it happen.
I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but right now you're in the middle of a Playboy photo shoot.
Make the most of it.
Yeah,
you're one of the select few girls on earth who are doing this.
Yeah.
And who've ever done this.
We're here tonight. Let's do this.
See?
And I saw the turn in this girl, and it was a success from that point on. So, yeah. Paul Stanley, thanks for that.
Good stuff.
A lot
Good
of guys probably
Paul.
Emptied their bags to that photo shoot.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Paul.
They wouldn't have otherwise.
they took out their,
yeah, I'm sure.
their cocks and their credit cards, not in that
yeah,
order.
Exactly.
Wasn't that your
it was
phrase?
It was my job as the product description writer for the Spice catalog. My job was to make cocks and credit cards pop out of men's pants, not necessarily in that order.
That's a good one.
That's what we do.
Yep. Oh boy, the good old days. Let's continue.
Now, the part coming up here,
yeah,
very soon is where I would say we have the role that's kind of absent from the rock and roll is coming here very briefly before the solo.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of swagger to it.
All right.
It's the part I enjoy the most. Get up tight and it all gets so boring. It takes two to make you come alive.
It almost sounds like you said it makes two to make you come a lot, but it's alive.
Could be.
Maybe all at once, one big spurt.
Could be, yeah. Kurt style.
Sorry to stop it on the guitar solo, but that
what was
lyric
the part
also,
you were referring to? Nick?
That whole part, that whole last little section before the guitar solo, had a bit of a, you know, I guess I said it before, swagger to it. Had the roll going.
It did.
The rock and the roll.
All right.
And I just wanted to
see. I hear that swagger throughout the song. But
there's
it's a
attitude,
different kind of,
yeah,
you know. But I see what you're saying.
I just wanted to also point out there's something here that we can't deny. That's
right,
another
exactly.
Great one.
It's just a perfectly stated expression of the theme.
The idea of putting these thoughts in the girl's head, that's how it's done right there.
Subtly manipulative. Right?
You always take a negative road,
I'm
don't you?
No, I'm describing it.
Sometimes you have to put that thought into someone's head for a good thing to
exactly.
happen.
Exactly.
Has anyone ever talked to you into
exactly.
anything good? Like, hey, try this food. You'll like it.
Yeah,
and then you like it, and then you probably get it. You order it all the time, right? That's exactly what happens here.
Okay.
Right. It's all, yeah, the chase is better than the catch. You said it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, the pursuit.
It's not always a bad thing when someone talks you into something.
Right, exactly. And
it
how
is.
Bad is how bad is it going to be when we start having sex in a minute? I mean, come on.
No, I'm just getting into the psychology of it.
Oh, yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it's
Dr. Nick has been long dormant. Is he back? Are we?
He might be.
Is this,
I don't know.
You have something prepared, or is this just
no,
more?
I think he's still on vacation.
Yeah, well,
he's on sabbatical.
He's on sabbatical. He's studying.
You might have to get his opinion on what you're blathering on about here.
No, I'm just saying it's you throw out a subtle kind of thing like that. Like there's something
yes.
here we can't deny it.
Right.
Yeah, it sort of confuses. It's a stunner a bit, you know.
I don't think it's meant to confuse. It's meant to entice, to inspire.
Inspire, that's a good way.
You don't get a woman into bed by confusing her. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened. Although it might have happened to Kurt, but he's probably the only guy on earth.
Yeah,
of course, the opposite happened when Kurt was confused when the girl stripped completely naked to give him a blowjob. So, I mean, I guess confusion can be an aphrodisiac, but I'm not interpreting it that way whatsoever. So I don't know where you're coming from here, Nick.
I'd like to explore all the possibilities.
Maybe Nick's just saying there is an agenda.
Well,
just,
of course there's
I'm
an
saying
agenda.
That it's not, he's not laying
we
anything
established
on the line.
That early
he's,
on.
He's being
he's on a
vague.
Quest.
He's being purposely vague.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
There's something here we can't deny. What, are their common love for shih tzus? I mean, no. Everybody knows what they're talking about.
But he's letting her fill in the blanks.
And look,
well,
exactly.
And that works.
That's
what you want to do with
Let
the
me give
woman.
You a visual.
Jesus,
a,
man.
A visual parallel to what Nick just said.
Here it comes, and it'll be right on.
Pornography
watch.
that is made for men is close-ups of insertion and disgusting shit. Things that are attractive to women, there are blanks to be filled in the woman's head.
Exactly right.
Romance, exactly. Subtle hinting towards
mystery.
Things, but it's the same thing. Girls don't want to watch.
Not confusing mystery.
Not confusing mystery.
She might be a
mystery.
Little confused.
Right.
Hey. He's kind of he's letting her think about it while he's kind of going in for the kill. He's stunning.
Exactly.
He's stunning her a little. He's
right.
just he's doing
exactly.
enough venom to get her stunned.
See,
doing?
But you always gotta put this negative snake.
When did
like
I
thing
snake bite love?
You know, it's all the dance. It's the seduction.
Exactly,
Nick.
That's what women want.
You know, this is not a Fred Astaire brand of seduction.
It's a Mel Gibson movie. Apparently,
he's gonna be twirling around in some three-piece suit. You know, this is a different form of it, but it's the same thing. He's basically verbalizing the seductive dance that your guy Fred Astaire does.
It couldn't be put better.
Exactly.
I'll take
but everybody
that.
Knows what the end game here is.
But people don't want to hear. Women don't necessarily
want to
hear it.
They don't want the.
They like to play games.
From what I've heard,
women also like to be coaxed and talked into stuff that they might not otherwise have done. This comes from very reputable stores. What's the word I'm looking for?
Mentor.
My philandering friend, we'll put it that way. He's got the shit down to a science, and you know, they want to do it, but they want to be talked into it. That way
they can
feel better about it.
Yeah, he talked me into it. I didn't want to do
that. There's the regret coming, the possibility of future regret.
But that comomes from, goddamn it, from centuries of your Roman Catholicism.
I'm not bringing that into play.
Making women think that sex is dirty.
Nobody ever said sex was dirty.
Nobody in Roman Catholicism did. Ever.
I don't think so, no.
I think so. Yeah, I think I've heard that my whole life.
I think you guys are misconstruing certain things.
Well, then there's a lot. You mean to tell me you've never heard of that women aren't supposed to enjoy it as much as men do?
No, never
guys,
heard that.
guys who get who laid a lot are fucking heroes. Women who get laid a lot are sluts. You know, it's the double standard. What we're talking about, let's just bring this back around to where we started. Everybody knows what the end game is here. It's a seduction, okay, and it's a classically executed, and will yield the results you want when you take this approach. Perfect.
Perfect.
Let's hear what Tommy has to say.
Yeah, here comes the guitar solo. Tommy Thayers, who's batting 1,000, like 6 for 6 so far.
Pretty much.
Guitar
like
solos,
five,
right?
5 of 6, I think.
Okay, did we
one,
have a
one
dud?
Of them wasn't too great. Yeah.
Okay.
Really good. Lots of aces.
Lots of ace. Almost too much ace.
I actually agree with you there. It was right on the edge.
Well, I mean, but I think we talked about this. I don't know what song it was. If it was I'm an Animal, maybe. But we talked about how he paraphrases ace a lot really well. But sometimes it's like he's doing stuff that you can actually think of particular songs that Ace did that, you know. And this is one of those where I think if you went through and analyzed the solo, you could pick out most of the parts and say Ace did that exact thing in this song.
The first two or three, I was, you know, it goes by so fast, but not, you know, I didn't want to stop everything. But I was trying to think, what's that for? What early Kiss song is that from? Yeah, and what's that one from?
There's a lot of that in this.
Yeah, but it's good. It's got that in your face in the mix and. Great Les Paul Marshall tone. Really good. I like it.
Yeah. It's good.
Almost too much ace is what you'll wind up with if you take Paul's approach to seduction here.
Exactly. Be prepared for it, you know. This shit's going to work for you. It's like he says at the beginning, you know, hold on tight. The roller coaster ride's about to begin.
Yep.
This is going to work out for you. Just be ready for it.
This is the part where you're putting the condom on.
I wanna hear you say it. This part's kind of out of place.
Now, the second line is when you're frustrated putting the condom on. It's like, this goddamn thing. It's not rolling down like I wanted it to.
You snapped it. You got to get another one out.
I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say it. Like you're trying to, you know, you got both hands working on rolling that thing down, and you're trying to do other things with the rest of your body, and you just can't coordinate it. Yep, I'm feeling it.
Or it's when you're trying to jam it in, and it's not going in.
Yeah, and you're like, you should have gotten the lubricated ones.
and then the next line is when it finally goes in.
Musically, is this appropriate, do you think?
I like it.
It's a bit Ezrin-esque.
Yeah. I actually really like it.
I don't know. It's fine, but I don't know that it's necessary, personally.
I don't think there's a wrong note in the song or
wrong
idea.
I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I just don't think it's Well, I just don't think it complements the rest of the song.
Well, it explodes like a cannon.
Well, when like back Kurt.
Like, exactly. What we're talking
this
about.
Single rope.
Like the, like the live version of Kickstarter.
Dude, if that's actually how that guy orgasms, he could totally be in adult films. No, that's never been seen. I can't even imagine it.
Sorry.
Hilarious.
For the listeners, we were talking about something before the show that's coming back into it now, but you can just figure out what we're talking about. A guy we know, heard a story. Yeah, okay. So...
Anyway.
Yeah. Just so you know, you didn't miss anything. There wasn't a part of the show that got cut out. It was pre-show talk coming bleeding over into the show. But you get it.
Well, the other thing with this section, they might have had, you know, sort of intentions for the live show where you get a little crowd participation going.
That's
here,
true.
A little interaction.
I've never seen them play this live, so I don't know if this is extended live or what.
I don't
Andy,
think so.
Remember
I,
anything?
I don't remember if it was extended, but... Yeah,
I could see him doing a little banter, pointing at girls specifically. You
but
know?
Yeah, it could girls be that. Are... It could be a nod to Ezrin. A lot of things that it's not unprecedented for this sort of thing to come down the pike in a song. So I like it, but I'm like Andy. I'm kind of biased. I think the song taken as a whole is so excellent that I think all the parts fit in perfectly.
I think you need to interpret this part for what it is. It's like the gentle caressing, the romance, and then there's the violent explosion coming right around the corner.
Yeah.
Some rhythmic slapping.
Right.
Well, that's probably the aesthetic they're going for here.
Well, let's listen to this explosion. Balls deep to the hilt. Here we go. Wait, what was
the
it?
Root.
To the root. That's it.
Yeah.
To the root right there.
Yep, exactly.
I'm just going to play it over and over one more time.
Up until just the tip was in.
Yeah.
But this is just the full length of the shaft all the way in.
All the way in a quarter of a second. Here we go.
Let me hear you say yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah!
The only thing missing is a kickstart my heart bob going off right there.
We should make a version of this song with that in it.
Should.
Put it up on the Facebook page.
Let's do it. Now I want to hear your mind. There's a fire getting near. It sparks the light. If you're ready for a wild ride, let me hear you say yeah. What's the line, the fire getting near? Is that what it says? Sparks ignite?
Yep. There's a fire getting near and sparks ignite.
Yeah, see? That's another great line in this one. Excellent, excellent stuff.
Listening to this song again, it all comes back to when it came out, I guess, 2009, 2010, listening to it a lot. But I used to walk to work, as Chris knows, he did it forever, walk about a mile each way. And for something about
uphill this, both ways, no shoes?
Uphill both way, both ways boots, but close enough. Yeah, but for some reason, this is a song I have distinct memories. Listening to it now, it just came back to me, which is the power of rock and roll.
So it's the mark of a great song.
Yeah.
You could practically see Oban Pan on the over to your left.
Exactly. Corner Bakery.
Coming towards
places.
You.
Yeah. But this song, it's cold as hell. Chicago winters, walking over the river.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple times listening to this song and not feeling the cold.
See?
There you go.
This is genuine emotion and passion coming from Andy that has been infused into him for this song. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's like the after the load.
Yep.
Just give me a minute. Hold on. I'll get up in a second.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. I mean, it's just
dirty show today.
It's a great hey. It does, again. It doesn't have to be dirty. Nick wants it to be, but no, it doesn't have to be.
I never said that.
It's a Chris lovely song. It's a lovely song of passion. It's basically a Paul's version of a Fred Astaire movie, in my opinion.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, Fred Astaire did the same damn thing.
There's a
you
lot
know,
of parallels
this is
there.
Twirling and pirouetting and dance. And why else would a man
the
dance?
The girl never went along with it right away.
And then eventually she did.
And then, of course, yeah.
Yep. See? Same thing.
See, we're bringing this around.
Here's what's beautiful about this song. Now that you just said that, and it made me think of something else. And
see?
I think you can apply it to everything. And personally, I like to think that every once in a while, I apply this to my own life. But not as often as I want to. And maybe that's where some of the passion comes from when I hear it, that I need to get my life on
sounds
track
like
a little more.
Sounds like a confession.
All right, fine. If you want a confession,
it does.
You get one.
It definitely does.
It's getting there. I think it's appropriate.
I want to stop you before you get too far into this.
Yeah, we got to do things. One of the things we're going to try to do in 2014 is to do things the right way on the show.
There you go. So let's do it. You know, sometimes in life, you get off track, you get distracted. But what this song reminds me is that being cautious and always having a plan is boring. You know, sometimes you need to be a little bit more spontaneous and create memories and have some fun. Something comes up, you think, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. I got to get up for work tomorrow, or I don't know if I should spend that money on this. I should probably save it for that. You know what? Let's just do it. We'll worry about it later. That's what it is. I think that's what really attracts me to the song.
It's basically everything you said right there in your true confession boils down to one thing: live in the moment.
There you go.
No, you know, everybody advocates that, so here we have it.
Everybody advocates it. Paul Stanley says it best.
Fred Astaire would have advocated it. Yeah.
Yep. You know, you got to have some plan.
Milton
you're not going to be
Burl advocate it.
Yeah. You're not going to live like a bum, you know, where you just throw everything away. But there are moments that you have to pick and choose where you need to just say yeah. That's what I'm getting at. And that's
exactly
what attracts me to the song.
Right. Exactly. And the bottom line is this is a song that is communicated with Andy on a guttural level. And the best art does that to people. And it's a beautiful thing to witness. I'm not even being joking about that.
No, that's what this is.
I mean, I have my list of songs that put certain people and memories and ideas in my head that make me feel good, and this is one that does it for Andy. It does it for me, not quite on his level, but it's good stuff. And again, getting back to what we talked about before, this is from their second to most recent album. So these guys are still putting out quality stuff deep into their career. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Nick, any thoughts about this?
Are we doing the voting?
We could.
Let's do it.
We're gonna start with Nick then. Nick?
I'll give it a hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Wow, you sound a little reluctant.
No,
like
no.
You're being,
it's, no, because
like
it
you're
wasn't
almost
about,
being
if it,
manipulated.
Because,
yeah.
No, because
if it wasn't about dirty sex, I'd like it more. It's, but, you know,
was that
it's,
Matt Sorum over there?
Yeah, right.
It's the way I said it was kind of in comparison to how you guys are talking it up. I like the song. It doesn't really, it's not a song that does to me what it's doing to you guys, specifically Andy. But it's a good song. I like it. I got no complaints about the song.
So you have your cock is totally flaccid. I get a semi.
It's great. I'm sitting
Andy,
next to you.
Andy gets a rager great. For this one.
I mean, I'm a sandwich right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a bad place to
the
be.
The meat and a boner sandwich.
He's the chicken salad. I'm the roast beef. But you give it a hallelujah,
yeah,
right?
Oh
you're not
yeah.
going to pull a
no,
shout out
no,
loud.
Come on.
Move.
You can't give this song a, you can't say this is a terrible song or anything like that.
Good,
it's
thing,
not.
You, good thing you didn't, or Chris and I what Eiffel Tower you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I like this song. It's a good song. It's not profound to me as it is to you guys. It's not. It doesn't reach me on that level.
Well, let me ask, and not to get in specifics, but there are songs in the Kiss catalog that get to your the core of your being, wouldn't you say? If we,
yeah, I mean, what? Yeah, there are, sure,
okay,
almost well, yeah. human.
No, but basically, you know, I have several. Andy's got several. This one is one that I know hits Andy where he lives because he's made a point of bringing it up to me, and I think it's great. It's the best rock music, the best art of any kind. Is what is able to achieve this. Yeah, so, needless to say, huge hallelujah from me. So, there you have it.
I don't even have to say it, but yeah, hallelujah.
I want to hear you say it.
Do it.
I might give it a hallelujah. I don't know.
Say it.
Okay. Absolutely hallelujah.
Okay. Now, Andy, might this be your all-time favorite Kiss song? Or I know it's hard for you to say, for anybody to say, but I've not heard you gush about, well, maybe Great Expectations, but
but that's foolish anyway.
I mean, it's got to be up there, right?
It's definitely top five. I don't know. Typically, I prefer the songs like Room Service or Take Me. They're a little bit faster than this. Or those are all in my top five, I would
say.
Full
Throttle.
Yeah.
Rockers.
It's hard to say. I don't know if there's a song that inspires more than this one.
See,
this is my number one for that.
That's
for
high
sure.
praise, wow. man.
Yeah. So. And to come out in 2009. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know what? And that's another thing. It's like there's so many people that, again, I think I've said this in a previous episode that, you know, a band, an older band with their new material, they're not going to like whatever they put out. I mean, they could put out a song that somehow extends a hand out from wherever they're listening to it and strokes them to orgasm. It's to be like, well, this sucks. This isn't as good as their older stuff. We don't feel that way at all. We're able to take the music as it is for what it is, and you know, these guys get a ton of credit from me for putting out music of this quality so late in their career.
You find that kind of in the same vein of what Chris is saying. You find that a lot of times
vain.
It's dirty. You find that a lot of times there's a sort of image, reputation, hearsay, something that goes along with an artist or something like that, and it could turn you off. And people saying like, oh, well, Tommy Thayer is pretending to be Ace. It's like, oh, so I won't listen to this album. You know, and I found that if you do that, you're really limiting yourself because you're missing some great stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a band that is not really relevant in the, you know, in the popular arena anymore, it's like, oh, well, say, like, for instance, like Whitesnake. Like, oh, why would I buy a Whitesnake album now? It's like, well, they put out some good stuff lately. You know, you're kind of limiting yourself. There's a certain sort of, like, I'm too cool kind of an attitude that can creep in.
Well, but it's also like, you know, you just get so caught up in the iconic stuff that they put out when you were younger, but it's like, how many times can you hear that over and over? And it's like, yeah, I like to hear that, the great songs I've heard from back in the 80s every now and again, but when a band that I liked then has got new stuff out, I'm going to be open-minded about it.
How great is it when you get a new album with stuff you haven't heard and you fall in love with a song or several songs from
it? Exactly.
It's fantastic.
That's exactly what happened here for me.
That's what I want every time I get an album.
You don't get it every time, but
no,
when
you do,
it's a real treat.
Exactly.
And there are, you know, quite a few songs that I love on this album.
So good stuff all the way around.
Nothing bad to say about it.
Nope.
Home run. Thanks, Paul Stanley. Checks in the mail. You're the man.
Send us more prototypes.
Yeah, love it. Can't get enough. And if you're a single guy out there, you don't want to quote the lyrics and say this is from Paul Stanley and creep a girl out. But what you want to do is invoke the themes of this song.
Yeah, you will be pleasantly surprised with the results.
You'll be all the way down to the root.
Assuming you're not a complete slug, you know. So
yeah, three hallelujahs. The Sonic Boom album has been faring very well on this podcast.
It has.
I don't know.
It's been top front loaded with several songs, whereas we haven't even delved into several other albums yet. So,
but has there been anything but hallelujahs all the way around
for Sonic Boom?
What? Yeah, like did I'm an Animal get all hallelujahs?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think Russian Roulette did.
Yeah,
and I can't think.
Delilah did. Yeah,
I can't. Well, I can't. I was actually thinking earlier because I'm really, I literally can't wait until a Dynasty song comes up. I was thinking about it. There's not a song on that album I don't like, and I don't know, a couple of the deeper cuts on Sonic Boom might not be to my liking, but overall, it's a great album, and so it's fine with me that we get a bunch of cuts from them.
I could use some creatures, though.
Yeah, I mean, variety is nice, too, and you know, you almost got to wonder what this random song generator, what kind of agenda it's got, so... We'll see what happens next time, but this is a good one.
Before we wrap this up, I just found a little factoid that I think is worth sharing about Say Yeah. It says it was number one on the Russian singles chart. How about that?
Look at that.
Hey, they know what's going on, man.
They're allowed to pick what they listen to now.
You know?
Yeah.
They might not be so... with it in terms of their attitude towards the gays, as we're finding out with these Olympics approaching. But
yeah,
you
that's
know,
another controversy.
This is probably the music that was playing that inspired Putin to strip his shirt off and jump on the back of a horse and just basically just fucking advertise his jungle maleness to the world. He's probably had this shit playing in the background. You almost can't help it. So,
all right. Well, hey, a big home run. I don't even want to put the challenge out for anyone to say otherwise on Facebook, but if you want to tell me something else about the song, go ahead. I don't think you can I don't think there's a damn thing about it you could convince me is wrong. But hey, we'll start the conversation. What do you think of Say Yeah? Let us know on Facebook. Let us know on Twitter. Look for Pot of Thunder. Participate in the conversation. Three hallelujahs, two puds up, one flaccid. And that's going to do it for episode number 36 of Pod of Thunder.
Never flaccid.
Never flaccid.
Ever.
Didn't you used to say that you had a hairy wiener that you could brush teeth with?
I won't say his name, but a buddy of ours used to advertise that.
Oh, that wasn't yours? That was someone else? I don't know.
I don't want to say the name.
Okay, well, just know it wasn't you. It was someone else. Okay. Toothbrush wiener. All right. Until next time, say yeah.
She end up stripping somewhere?
She's probably dead by now.
Yeah, she was troubled.